酒店英语
Hotel English
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Chapter 1 Room Reservations 1. Room Types Look at the following pictures and identify the room types. Then listen to 4 conversations about reservations in a hotel and say what type of room does each guest require. Conversation 1.
So you need a room for the 15th and 16th of July. What type of room would you like?
Just a deluxe single room with a king-size bed, please.
No problem. Do you want a smoking or non-smoking room?
Non-smoking, please. How much will that cost per night?
The rate for a deluxe king bed room is 900 yuan per night.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, reservations. This is Liz speaking. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room.
What type of room do you want?
A deluxe twin, please.
How many nights do you need and when?
2 nights, please. Next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Conversation 3.
I'm booking the room for Commissioner Gordon. He will arrive on the 24th of this month and stay for 2 nights.
So you need a room for the 24th and 25th of August? What type of room would he like?
Just a suite with a king-size bed, please.
We have a standard suite for 1,200 yuan per night,or an executive suite for 1,600 yuan per night. The rate for the executive suite includes breakfast.
What is the executive suite like?
It has a large bedroom, a big lounge, and a dining area. It is ideal for meetings and entertaining guests.
That sounds good. I'll take it. Please send me a confirmation letter.
Conversation 4.
I'd like a double room for my wife and myself. What's the rate?
The rate for a double will be 689 yuan per night.
May we use the hotel meeting room during our stay in your hotel?
No problem. We can arrange that for you. But we charge 300 yuan per hour.
2. Taking an FIT reservation. Read and listen to a conversation and fill in the booking form.
Good morning, reservations. Su Hui speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to reserve a room for next Thursday, the 18th.
Yes, for how many nights, please?
3 nights.
And what type of room would you prefer?
A twin room, please.
We can do a standard twin room for 800 yuan per night, and a deluxe twin is available at the special rate of 1,000 per night.
I'll take the deluxe twin, please.
May I have your surname and initial, please?
Yes. My name is Curtis White.
How are you arriving?
By air.
Could you tell me the flight number and arrival time?
Yes. Flight MU-736, arriving at Pudong International Airport at 2:30 p.m. Beijing time.
Let me confirm the details with you, Mr. White. One deluxe twin check-in date Thursday the 18th, check-out date the 21st, in the name of Curtis White. The room rate will be 1,000 yuan per night. Is that correct?
Yes.Exactly. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for your reservation, Mr. White. Goodbye.
5. Taking a guaranteed reservation. Listen to the conversation. Choose the best answer to the question.
Good morning, reservations. Su Hui speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to reserve a single room. I'll be going to Shanghai from New York next month.
Could you tell me your arrival and departure dates, please?
From Tuesday, October the 3rd to Thursday, October the 5th.
That'll be 2 nights. One moment, please. Yes, we can do a standard single for 800 yuan per night or a superior single for 1,000 yuan per night. Which do you prefer?
I'll take the standard single room.
May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is David Brown.
Is this a company booking, Mr. Brown?
No, I'm on a personal trip.
Do you wish to guarantee the room?
Yes, I need to.
Will that be your credit card or will you pay in advance?
My credit card, please.
Could you tell me the type of card and the card number?
Yes, it's my American Express. The card number is 86432003. 2105 Expiration date 12/28/2016.
Thanks, Mr. Brown. One standard single room arriving on Tuesday, October the 3rd, and departing on Thursday, October the 5th, in the name of David Brown. The rate for the room will be 800 yuan per night. This is a guaranteed reservation and will be held for you. Your credit card number is 8643-2003-2105. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Brown.
7. Answer the following questions. Work with your partner to ask and answer these questions. For each point, put down your answer in the blank. Then listen to the recording for model answers and repeat, paying attention to the fluency and tone of your voice.
A. What would you say when taking a reservation call or greeting a walk-in guest?
Good morning. Reservations. Su Hui speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning. Welcome to Evergreen Hotel. May I help you?
B. Could you make courteous phrases using the customer's name?
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
For how many nights, Mr. Brown?
Goodbye, Mrs. Jones.
C. How would you get necessary information from the customers?
For how many people, please?
We have deluxe suites, deluxe double rooms, twin doubles, and singles. Which would you prefer?
Could you confirm those payment details in writing, please?
May I have your name, please?
Could you spell your name, please?
D. How would you sell a more expensive type of room to the customer?
We can do a standard twin room for 800 yuan per night or a deluxe twin at the special rate of 1,000 yuan per night.
E. What would you say to ask the customer to spell his or her surname?
Could you tell me your initials, please?
Can you spell the surname, please?
F. How would you tell the customer the room rate?
The rate for the room will be RMB 765 per night.
G. How would you get the details of the local contact?
May I have your surname, please?
May I have your initial, please?
May I have your telephone number, please?
May I have your fax number, please?
May I have the company name, please?
May I have the company address, please?
May I have your credit card number, please?
H. What would you say to ask for the flight details?
Can you tell me the flight number and the arrival time, please?
I. What are the ways to repeat the details back to the customer to ensure they are correct?
That's 6565-8899, extension 208. Is that correct?
Let me go over the details. One standard single room, arriving on Tuesday, October the 3rd, and departing on Thursday, October the 5th.
J. How would you end the conversation pleasantly?
Thank you for your reservation, Mr. Smith.
Goodbye, Mrs. Jones.
We look forward to seeing you soon, Mr. Clinton.